Hello.
Yes.
Hi.
My name is Lavlita Hill, and I got a charge on my credit card account. And on December 4th, I was out of town. I did not use my card, and I'd like to know, what is this for?
Okay, if you can provide me with a little bit of information, I'll be more than happy to help you. My name is Rice. So can you first start off with your zip code?
Yes, it's 44907.
Okay. And can you give me your first name?
Yes, it's Lavlita, Lavlita. And I do have I guess it's a reference number to the item or whatever that's supposed to been paying for.
Okay, Miss Lou. That won't be necessary. If you could provide me with your last name one more time.
Hill, H-I-L-L.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, give me 1 minute. Let me try to look up your account, and I really appreciate it. I apologize for the inconvenience. So... okay, your account is still loading up. If you could confirm your email address, I mean, not your email address, but your address, I would really appreciate it.
Yes, it's 420 Burrell, Beryl Avenue. That's Mansfield, Ohio.
Okay, I appreciate that. And due to the weather, we're kind of having a little bit of technical difficulties, so I can't see your charges just yet. If you just bear with me 1 second, I really appreciate it.
Sure.
I definitely apologize with this being the holidays. I totally understand. Let me try to get this going as fast as possible. Okay, great. Looks like your account uploaded. So let me go through it right quick so I can see where the discrepancy took place. Okay. So can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, so right now I'm seeing that on 10/28, that would have been in October,
yes.
You order, there was a kitchen set for $579,
yes,
and it was
and
declined, and then approved.
But I never got it.
Yeah, okay, so I'm going to tell you what happened with that situation. So that $574, you entered into a sweepstakes for a chance to win that kitchen set. And
okay.
What happened was you didn't win it, but your name was put inside of what would be considered a raffle. And you had so many days in order to decline it, or they were going to charge you full price for this membership. That's what that membership is charging. That's what you've gotten charged for.
I can't afford to give money away like that. I'm struggling as it is. $67.32. And I ain't got nothing new. That didn't even make it clear that that's what that was. I tried using another card before I used my credit card that went through on this, and it came up as a spam.
Okay, so ma'am, when you put your other card in, did you read the terms and conditions?
When I put the other card in, it would not go through. It just said spam.
Yeah, because I see that you did use multiple cards, you used multiple cards and then one did get approved.
Yes.
And so when you used your second card and it got approved, the terms and conditions lay out the rules that what you were signing up for.
No, I didn't see that. I sent the scene that I was supposed to. It didn't say no sweepstakes. It didn't say none of that. I thought I was getting this product, and I ain't getting nothing. And I ain't got no money to give away. If I seen that it was a sweepstake, I wouldn't even apply for none of that.
Okay, now what I can.
Okay,
hello.
Go ahead.
I was going to say
go ahead.
What I can do, I can cancel your account because this charge is valid.
Cancel it, but I've already, please cancel it.
Okay, cancel the account.
Because okay. I already got the dispute with my credit card services.
Okay.
Yeah.
I apologize. You've already disputed the account?
I just did.
Okay, because see, I can't do anything on your account if it's already in dispute.
Okay, well, it's in dispute because this is ridiculous. This is ridiculous. This is false advertisement. It really is. Ain't nobody got no money just to give y'all talking about some damn membership or what? I ain't getting no kind of benefit out of no damn out of this membership.
I definitely apologize for the misunderstanding. But this charge is valid. So when you dispute it with whoever you disputed your stuff with, whether it's the bank or the card company, they in order to get a refund, they will have to come contact our fraud department.
Okay. Well, that's what I'm going to the dispute. That's
okay.
Definitely going to do that.
Okay. So what I can't do anything on your account at this moment. But I definitely appreciate you calling in. I apologize for the inconvenience that it caused you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, is there anything else?
No.
Okay, you have a nice day.
Okay.